The Department of Corrections, Rehabilitation, and Reentry confirmed two incarcerated people have tested positive for COVID-19. The governor, meanwhile, authorized the release of three terminally ill inmates that were recommended for early release months ago. The developments come amid concerns that prison officials are not doing enough to protect inmates and staff from contracting the virus. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has been following this issue for weeks. He's with us now. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
So you heard from the family of one of the terminally ill people authorized for release?
Yeah, that's right. So yesterday we learned that three people out of five people total who have been approved to be released from prison because their death was imminent. The governor announced yesterday that he had signed off on three of those. And those people were Dana Huff, who we profiled, Aubrey Bryson, and Ray Garcia. Mr. Garcia had been approved for release on February 18th. Several of these people have been waiting for months from action for the governor. So Mr. Garcia was released from ADC custody late last night, and he was home for just a few hours. And I learned from his family that he passed away this morning.
So, Jimmy, we know that two people in state custody have been diagnosed with COVID-19. What do we know about them?
That's right. So far, we basically know where they were living and where they're being treated now. The first inmate that we were notified about, I've learned this morning from the Department of Corrections, was housed at the Tucson prison complex up until March 27th. At that point, he was then taken to a community hospital where he's receiving treatment, and we're not sure where that's happening. The second inmate who has tested positive lives at the Marana Community Correctional Treatment Facility, which is a privately run prison that's contracted to ADC, located in Pima County. And that inmate is being treated on site, apparently, at that facility.
Now, Jimmy, you've been reporting about growing fear in state prisons over the coronavirus. Corrections has said it would distribute more soap and waive a $4 health fee. Is that alleviating the concern by inmates and their families?
No, not at all. Unfortunately, I'm hearing just completely contradictory reports from what ADC is telling us. Families are telling me last night and this morning that they're still not able to access basic things like soap and hand sanitizer. An issue that we've focused on for a long time is the women at Perryville having trouble accessing feminine hygiene products. And I've been told that they were not given their monthly allotment at the first of the month. ADC wrote me this morning and tells me that they are now fully stocked. But I'm just hearing lots and lots of reports that basic necessities are not being given to the inmates to help, you know, clean themselves and clean their living spaces. Just one example of what's going on, Mark. A lot of the people in our prisons live in dormitory style housing. So just think of like a big warehouse with all kinds of bunk beds. And what the men have been resorted to doing, men and women, they're trying to hang towels from their bunk beds to create some sort of tent that would maybe protect them from their there are people that live near them that may be infected, and they're being ticketed for or threatened by staff to hang up those towels. So it's just a kind of a really tough situation. Inmates are not being provided masks, but they are being, some of the inmates that work in the correctional industries are being tasked to create masks for correctional officers, but we're not even sure if all the correctional officers are getting cloth masks at this point.
Interesting. All right. That is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thank you.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you.